Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
NC State students will not be in class today for a scheduled wellness day. And coming up, Laura Levine will tell us why administrators planned this break and the activities in which students can participate.
Today is likely to be dry, warm, and breezy, but I'm tracking the rain that rolls through tomorrow. I'll show you the timeline. And taking a live look at RDU this morning, where big changes are coming today. We'll tell you about some new flights and an expansion to one of the terminals. Good morning, everyone. It's 4:30. A lot to tell you about on this Thursday. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. We're flying headfirst into this weekend for certain and still hanging on to some great weather. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Warm once again this morning.
Yeah, today's going to be another nice one. We're going to see some cloud cover on and off. We have some high thin clouds out there this morning. Should be another really pretty sunrise. But as we get closer to the evening, we'll see more and more clouds. And I'll show you that on Futurecast coming up. But look how warm it is. 56 degrees. That's about our normal high temperature for today. We have that southwesterly wind. That's what's helping to push all this warmth into the area. And it's just a really pleasant start out there this morning. 57 in Southern Pines. It's 59 in Goldsboro. 53 in South Hill. And just one spot in the 40s right now. It's 48 up in Roxboro. Temperatures are noticeably warmer in a lot of places. It's 9 degrees warmer in Fayetteville than it was this time yesterday, and it's 14 to 15 degrees warmer in some of our eastern towns around Rocky Mount and Goldsboro. Expected to be a mild morning with temperatures in the 50s. We jumped to 73 at lunchtime, and we're going to hit almost 80 degrees in the Triangle, and most likely we'll be right on 80 degrees down to the south. Let's take a look at Futurecast. We will see increasing clouds as we head through the day today. You can see those thickening up around lunchtime and into the evening, and then we'll push it on out all the way to tomorrow morning. And here comes the rain, and you can see by around 8 o'clock or so that starts to push into the Triangle area. It starts to lighten up right around noon and is pushing out between, say, 2 and 3 o'clock. The temperatures will fall behind this. We're going to talk about how that may affect you if you're headed to FanFest tomorrow coming up.
Today, NC State has a wellness day, a chance for students to take a break and focus on their mental health. WRL's Laura Levine joins us live from campus to explain why a day like this is so much needed right now. Laura.
Jeff, today is a day dedicated for students to just take the load off. And students we spoke with say they are using this time to recharge, relax, or even catch up on some coursework. Instead of having to go to class today, several wellness activities are going to be scheduled for students, such as yoga, as well as even spending time with therapy dogs. Now, this wellness day was already on the calendar before the semester began, but became very timely, as you mentioned, after a student was found dead this past Saturday in Sullivan Hall. This is the fifth reported suicide at the school and the eighth student death overall this school year. In recent months, NC State has increased the number of counselors on campus and is now providing telehealth services. We talked to students here who expressed feeling emotionally numb and overwhelmed.
Which sucks, because I wish I could feel it the same, but it just doesn't really happen.
This semester is a hard one, in particular with all the math going on.
And officials here at NC State that say that students can reach counselors immediately. There is no longer a wait list for mental health appointments. Again, this is going to be a day-long event. We'll have more details on WRL.com. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
This morning, two people are in custody after a deadly mass shooting at an El Paso mall. Police are working to learn what led to the shooting. New video shows the moments people ran to escape gunfire. One person died. Three people were hurt in the shooting in the food court area of the Cielo Vista Mall yesterday evening. Two of the three people who were hospitalized are listed in critical condition. This mall is right next to the Walmart where a shooter killed 23 people in an attack in 2019.
Today at RDU, new flights and destinations are taking off as the Triangle continues to grow. WRL's Naya Harden is live at the airport this morning to tell us about how it is expanding. Naya, good morning.
Good morning. Well, this morning we do know that passengers who are going to be flying Avelo, they are going to be flying through a new terminal now. Terminal 1 is the terminal that they will be arriving at today. And later today, you have Breeze Airways that's going to be having its first flight at RDU as well. Breeze will be the fourth new airline launching in the last year. RDU says passenger growth is just under pre-pandemic levels, with more than 11 million travelers coming through RDU in 2022. From 2021 to 2022, the airport saw a nearly 35% increase in travelers. The new carriers are likely to bring more passengers as they run more nonstop flights. Breeze Airways will have three nonstop destinations: Hartford, Connecticut, Providence, Rhode Island, New Orleans, Louisiana, and five more coming soon. Avelo will be the only airline serving Fort Myers, Sarasota, Bradenton, and West Palm Beach nonstop from RDU.
Terminal 1 represents an opportunity that really sort of highlights, you know, sort of a new haven experience for us. We like the convenience of it.
We always want more, and we'll continue to try to grow the market. But I think if you look what's going on in the local economy, we're ripe for growth.
And the Airport Authority will also be meeting today to have their regular meeting and talk about airport parking growth. Nia Hardin, WRAL News in Wake County.
Today, civil rights attorney Ben Crump and the family of the man killed while in Raleigh police custody will call for the officers involved in his death to be charged with manslaughter. Crump now represents the family of Daryl Williams. Williams died after officers used a taser on him several times while trying to take him into custody. The group will hold a news conference today at 11:30, and we will bring you what they have to say on our new news and on WRAL.com.
One of the people accused in a road rage shooting in Durham County is expected in court today. The Durham County Sheriff's Office says 31-year-old Ira Thorpe was the driver of the white Audi who fired several shots at another car after a minor crash on February 6th. Surveillance video captured the shooting at a gas station off Highway 70. Thorpe is being held at the Durham jail and will face a judge today on several felony charges. Deputies say Tiffany Carr was a passenger in that vehicle, and she faces several misdemeanor charges. No one was hurt in the shooting.
The man convicted of killing two couples in Halifax County gets a plea deal nearly 6 years after the murders. James Powell received four consecutive life sentences for each first-degree murder charge he faced. This case goes back to 2017. James and Janice Harris and James and Peggy Whitley were killed while playing cards at a home in Enfield. Police initially arrested Powell along with Matthew Sims, Keon West, and Dontavious Cotton in spring of 2018. Last February, Sims, West, and Cotton's murder charges were dropped after investigators say Powell changed his story.
The FBI has reportedly searched the University of Delaware in connection with the investigation into President Biden's handling of classified documents. A source familiar with the investigation says the searches happened in the last few weeks. Investigators took materials from two university locations on two different days. According to the source, the materials did not appear to have classified markings. A White House spokesman did not respond to a request for comment.
A local family who lost five relatives in the earthquakes in Turkey is hoping to hear from other loved ones. More than 40,000 people have died since the quakes hit 10 days ago. Oguz Bulbul, the owner of Bosphorus in Kerry, lost his cousin, her husband, their two children, their grandmother, and six of his friends. They died waiting to be rescued after their building collapsed. Bulbul and his family partnered with the American Turkish Association of North Carolina to collect monetary donations, and they'll be used to purchase the most urgent needs. Bulbul has several friends he is still waiting to hear from.
I'm checking all the social medias. I'm trying to reach them. Some of them I can able to reach, but some of them I'm still waiting for my friend, my news.
The American Turkish Association will hold a fundraiser this Sunday in Kerry. If you'd like to attend or if you'd like to make a donation online, go to WRAL.com, click on this story on the homepage. Today, a funeral will be held for a Hillside High School student killed along the American Tobacco Trail. We've learned 17-year-old Anthony Feaster is the teen who died earlier this month. Another student was also injured in the shooting. Police have not made any arrests in the case. Officers have also not released any suspect information.
New this morning, an NC State employee will be in a Wake County courtroom this morning on charges including sexual battery. William Nixon of Garner was arrested on campus yesterday on charges out of Johnston County. He is an employee of the school's College of Veterinary Medicine. Authorities say he's facing charges of sexual battery, simple assault, and assault on a female. He's also accused of threatening to shoot a home in Johnston County. It's been almost 2 weeks since the derailment of a train carrying toxic chemicals in Ohio, and the people there are demanding answers.
We're not safe. Tell us the truth.
Coming up, we hear from a woman who says she's already experiencing health issues just 13 days after the derailment.
Plus, the father of the man accused of committing a mass shooting in Illinois could face prison time. The charge he has been indicted for related to the 2022 tragedy. We'll give you a live look in Apex this morning. It's a warm, breezy day ahead. Our temperatures will start to cool off tomorrow. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us when we'll need the jackets and the umbrellas once again.
The WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:43 on a very warm morning. It's 59 right now in Rocky Mount, almost 60 degrees. 56 in Durham and in Raleigh. We're seeing some high thin clouds across the area right now. We'll see some sunshine on and off today. It's going to be a great day to spend some time outside. We check out Lewisburg, 55. It's 58 in Tarboro, 57 in Fayetteville, 58 in Goldsboro. And already starting this warm, of course, we've got a leg up on our temperatures. And so we don't have that far to go to make it on up into the 70s, which should happen pretty quickly. A very pleasant morning for getting out and exercising. At lunchtime, temperatures will be in the low 70s and will be in the upper 70s for highs this afternoon. Of course, our pattern changes dramatically tomorrow. I'll show you the timeline for the rain and the cooler temperatures coming up.
This morning, five Michigan State University students remain in critical condition now 3 days after mass shooting on campus. Three students were killed in that shooting, and overnight, hundreds of students, faculty, and community members gathered at a vigil for the students. Many people brought flowers to honor the lives of Ariel Anderson, Alexandria Verner, and Brian Frazier. The university's famous landmark, known as The Rock, has been painted with the saying, "Always a Spartan." Coming up in 10 minutes, we'll show you how universities here in North Carolina are honoring those victims.
People who live near the site of a fiery train derailment in Ohio are demanding answers about whether it's safe for them to stay in the area. The train carrying toxic chemicals crashed near the town of East Palestine on February 3rd. The EPA and other officials say air, soil, and water have been tested and are safe. Some people who live nearby, though, say they're feeling sick.
I have sore throat, headaches. My husband still has a headache. To be honest with you, I do not feel anywhere in this town is safe.
Ohio Senator J.D. Vance told NBC News he wants a federal investigation. He also sent a letter to the CEO of Norfolk Southern calling on the company to increase its financial reimbursement to people who live nearby.
Universities across the nation are paying their respects to Michigan State, including right here in Durham. Listen as the Duke University Chapel featuring the alma mater and fight song of MSU. Very moving. The video has received almost 600,000 views in just 24 hours.
The father of the man accused of committing a mass shooting in Illinois will be arraigned today in court. An Illinois grand jury indicted Robert Cremo Jr. on 7 counts of reckless conduct. His son, Robert Cremo III, is accused of killing 7 people and wounding dozens during a 4th of July parade in Highland Park, Illinois last year. Prosecutors say Cremo Jr. was reckless when he helped his son get a gun license, even though he had threatened violence.
An inmate in Tennessee jumped out of a 2-story courthouse window in an attempt to escape. It was all caught on camera here. Take a look at this. 6 inmates were in the court when one man got up, leaned out of the window, falling 2 stories right there. Landed on his back and then started to run, but was stopped by a police officer. He was taken to a medical center for treatment.
Only on WREL, Raleigh developer John Kane is sharing his vision for the future of North Hills. Right now, construction crews are working on 2 office buildings and an apartment building where the JCPenney department store stood until 2021. That was the last remaining part of the indoor North Hills Mall, which Kane demolished 20 years ago. This latest redevelopment project is Kane's largest, totaling about $350 million.
Getting residential on this side of the street, on where the old mall was, is really important to us. And getting more office on top of retail here is very important because we've been mostly a retail kind of an operation here.
Kane tells WRL he may wait a while longer to come back to Raleigh City Council with a request to rezone land within North Hills to allow taller towers. That rezoning started more than a year ago, but it's been on hold since four new members joined council in December.
Tonight, developers who want to transform Durham's Northgate Mall will talk about their plans. At the meeting, it's happening at 6 o'clock at the former Dress Barn store at the mall. Developers want to convert the mall's old Sears building into more shops, a retail anchor store, and a small park. The overall layout of the mall would stay about the same, but developers want to give it a fresh look.
We are staying with the warmth today, but that will soon change come the weekend. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with how close we could get to record highs.
We're going to be close to it again today. Interestingly enough, last week we set records with temperatures in the mid-70s. We're looking at upper 70s today, but the records this week, a lot of them are in the 80s, so we won't be quite there. We take a look at what's happening outside right now. It's pleasant, or warm, I'd almost say. It's just warm. Temperatures are in the mid-50s right now around the Triangle area. We're going to hold it in the 50s until around 9 or 10 o'clock when we start to climb into the 60s, and we're headed for upper 70s across parts of the area this afternoon. Look at that, 79 in Fayetteville and Clinton, 78 in Goldsboro and Rocky Mount, 75 in Roxboro, 77 in Southern Pines. Very spring-like forecast for us today. We will see increasing clouds because I'm still tracking that front that will arrive for us tomorrow, and we're going to walk through the timeline for that in just a second. But take a look at these records. 78 our forecast for today in Raleigh, but the record's 81, 79 in Fayetteville this afternoon, but the record's 82, so we're going to miss it just by a few degrees. Still, these temperatures are so far above normal. Our normal high is in the mid to upper 50s. Lunchtime outside, absolutely, and dinner too, for that matter. Just lovely temperatures, especially once we get into the weekend. We're going to see much cooler temperatures. This is a look at our front right now, and out ahead of this front, we are seeing a lot of severe storms. We do have a severe thunderstorm watch right here in the orange and a tornado watch in red. We move this into motion, and you can see a lot of tornado and severe thunderstorm warnings that are close to the low. All of that energy is going to track northward. And once the front comes through our area, the potential for severe storms is almost zero. Let's talk about the temperatures going forward. We're going to start off with this morning and our temperatures in the 50s. We're going to warm it up quickly. We add some clouds at lunchtime. You can see it's gray there. Temperatures will be in the 70s. We'll climb into the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Still really pleasant at 5 o'clock in the mid 70s. Overnight, we're going to hold it very warm. Even look at that. 6 a.m. That's typically when we see some of the coolest temperatures of the day. We're still looking at low to mid 60s. And then here comes that line of rain. Could be a few isolated storms with this, but I'm not expecting that we'll see any severe weather. At 9 a.m., we're seeing scattered showers with temperatures in the 60s. But then by lunchtime, that's beginning to ease up a little bit, and watch the drop in temperature. We dropped to 49 up there in Roxboro briefly. The rain is mostly out of the viewing area by 2, but temperatures will be dropping into the upper 50s. And then on into the 40s by 5 to 6 o'clock. So if you're going to be headed out to Fan Fest, you're going to see a big drop in our temperatures during the afternoon. So that 64 will be in the morning, and we'll feel like 40s as folks are coming home. Saturday for the big game, the Stadium Series game, the Hurricanes play there at Carter Finley on ice outside. It's still looking nice and cool. We'll go over the timeline for the temperatures. Our temperatures rebound next week. We're back into the 70s starting on Tuesday.
Thanks, Elizabeth. A first-time look, never-before-seen video from inside the Titanic from when it was first discovered. Coming up, we hear from the man who found the wreckage.
And an auction for a Durham Legends items will wrap up today. How the money raised from Andre Leon Talley's auction will go back toward the community in which he grew up.
Welcome back this morning. First of several meetings to talk about what to do with Fayetteville's community development block grant will happen tonight. This is an opportunity for community members to give their opinion on how that federal funding will be used. Some of the programs being proposed are affordable housing, economic development, job skills training, and homelessness. Tonight's meeting starts at 6 at the Massey Hill Recreation Center.
We're getting a rare look at the inside of the Titanic wreckage. This never-before-seen video was taken during a 1986 dive. Robert Ballard, along with the team, discovered the shipwreck just a year before, and they went back the following year with a submarine and a robotic vehicle equipped with the camera that ventured inside the wreck.
I think that's what people will probably enjoy the most, is the inside of the Titanic. Which until now, that's not been released.
and the release of the video coincided with the 25th anniversary of the movie Titanic. Ballard continues to hunt for other shipwrecks around the world. The United Nations estimate there are 3 million ancient shipwrecks, and so far, Ballard has found 100. But this was hallowed ground for him, he said.
Always fascinated by that. You know, we've seen the outside of it, but to see some of those dishes and plates stacked up in a row, I mean, that always, I will always watch whenever you see new video coming out of the Titanic, for sure.
Just all the personal belongings in there, and you think about the lives lost.
Amazing. Some of the Durham legend and fashion icon Andre Leon Talley's items will go up for auction today. Nearly 400 of those items going up for auction at Christie's in New York. They're expected to fetch more than $1 million, all for charity. The items include custom designer pieces, rare accessories, and photographs. Proceeds from the sale will go to Mount Sinai Mission Baptist Church in Durham.
Carter Finley Stadium now has a hockey rink, and the countdown is on to the big outdoor game. The Carolina Hurricanes will take on the Washington Capitals Saturday. Before that, all eyes will be on Friday for FanFest.
And taking a live look at RDU this morning, big changes coming today. In just a few minutes, Nia Harden will tell us about some of the new flights and an expansion to one of the terminals.
And NC State students will not be in class today. Today is a scheduled wellness day. Coming up, Laura Levine will tell us why school leaders planned this break and the activities students can take part in.
According to a new report, Raleigh's the number one hottest real estate market in the country. We'll hear from a real estate expert about the current state of the housing market and how you can navigate it.